Petaluma Coffee and Tea is bustling with customers waiting for their afternoon dose of caffeine. General Manager Nick Harris is scooping whole beans from a glass jar when I walk in. But today isn't just an ordinary day at the coffee shop. Harris has set aside 30 minutes to train his employees on how to use Narcan. It's a medicated nasal spray designed to rapidly reverse an opioid overdose. Harris takes the spray out of a small pink box and asks one of the baristas to lie on the ground to help with the demonstration.
Someone's laying on the ground, they appear unconscious. Jay, okay? Try and wake him up. If he's unresponsive, if he has slow, uneven breathing, he's gasping for air or gurgling, or if he has blue or purple lips, it's safe for us to assume that these are signs of a possible overdose and that he's not getting oxygen to his body.
Harris tells his employees to first call 911 and then to make sure the person is lying on their back before administering the Narcan.
And then you're going to go up to him. You're going to tilt his head back and support his neck. Okay? Then you're going to take the spray with your two fingers on top and one in the middle. And the middle one is what you're actually going to depress. Now, it's really important you don't depress that until it's in the person's nose.
According to Sonoma County data, 900 people died from a drug overdose between 2000 and 2015. Harris hopes that his employees will be able to save some of those lives.
We're a downtown business, and we're near the Petaluma River or slough. And we're also down the street from a recycle center where a lot of homeless people are using that to generate an income for themselves. We also have a very inexpensive cup of coffee at a dollar. And we felt that a certain foot traffic that, you know, comes in and out of the business could be susceptible to that potential overdose.
Petaluma Coffee and Tea barista Gigi Herzu agrees.
I don't really run into people who are overdosing that often, but being a worker here downtown, I see it more often than I'd like. I also work at a bar, and I see the conditions of how people have habits that grow.
This Narcan training project is an initiative of the Petaluma Chamber of Commerce leadership class. This class includes a number of business leaders, including Nick Harris from Petaluma Coffee and Tea. Fellow class member Jonathan Chompy is the CEO of Brightheart Health. Chompy is the one that suggested the leadership class do these Narcan trainings.
Narcan is fantastic. It's not like Pulp Fiction where you take out a big needle and jam it into someone's chest. Instead, you pull out what looks like a Flonase push-button sprayer, stick it in their nose, and push the button. It's literally that easy. And what's good about it is there's really no side effect to it. So even if you suspect someone's overdosing but they weren't and you administer Narcan, you're not going to hurt them.
The leadership class hopes to distribute about 350 Narcan kits throughout the Petaluma community. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.